Hello and welcome. This is Connie Reagan Green with another episode in the podcast series, Online Marketing Tips with Connie Reagan Green. So this is a call that I do a couple of times a month where it's an open call. That means I host it as a teleseminar for people that are able to join me on the live call. It's also a replay as a teleseminar. And then finally, in a day or two, it ends up on iTunes as a podcast download where you can have a free subscription. And I hope that you do so. You can find out more about that by going to ConnieReaganGreen.com and clicking on the podcast link on the side of the page. So I'm thrilled to be here with everyone today. And I want to start by saying not everything always works out the way you had hoped. Today, I had more than 100 new students in a program, a mentee mastermind program I'm going to be running for the next 3 months. And about 10 minutes, I guess, into the webinar presentation, my computer crashed. I was trying to show too many things. I had my flip camera connected to the computer. I was uploading videos to YouTube. I also started a GoToWebinar. And then on top of everything, I started Camtasia to record it. And my computer said, no, I can't take any more. And it just closed down. Sort of like a little child, you try to get them to do things. And finally, they've had enough, and they shut down, and they just won't do anything more. So I pushed my computer to its limit, even though it has lots and lots of memory, and it shouldn't have happened, but it did. And so instead of just being crushed and, you know, ending my call and having everything ruined, instead, everybody was so wonderful. We kept going as an audio call, and then finally I was able to start a GoToMeeting where people were able to join one at a time that way to see the screen. So the point that I want to make with all of this is that, you know, don't let things throw you. Things will happen, whether it's technology or people in your life or situations just beyond your control, and we have to either see the humor in it or see the teaching moment in it and just move forward. I think that's so, so valuable. And I know before I came on the internet 7 years ago, something like that would have just upset me to no end, and I would have been calling people and telling them what horrible thing had happened. And instead now, I think everybody was satisfied that they got the information that they wanted and needed, and we'll move forward from there. So with that said, make sure that you're downloading your study guide. If you're on the live call, then it is there for you. And if you have a little noise, I'm just going to close out your line. Okay. And it's there and it says your study guide. If you're listening in replay, and even if you're on the live call, you can go to connieloves.me/study guides, and it's lowercase and it's plural. connieloves.me/study guides, G-U-I-D-E-S. And today, what I really want to focus on is residual income. Because even though many of us love receiving money 24/7, 365, what we don't love is doing work 24/7, 365. So this will be the topic today, and I want to hear your thoughts, your ideas, what you've been working on, and I'm going to share my three-step process. And of course, I have oversimplified this because I want people to get started. It won't be perfect. Things will go wrong along the way. But every day, if you move forward just a little bit, if you learn one new thing, if you make one new connection, if you have one new idea that you put into place, your business is going to take off like you wouldn't believe. Another thing I want to share is one of my students hit 6 figures a year yesterday. He wrote to tell me he's so excited. So that means that he's making roughly $8,500 a month and has for the past 3 months. So we consider that he's at the 6-figure mark. And I really noticed a difference. I've been working with him about a year and a half. And boy, just a huge, huge difference in the way that he thinks about everything that he does. He takes action in a different way. And he just has a completely different business than when he did a year and a half ago, where he was just in the beginning stages and things weren't coming together so well for him. So that's our quote for today. Our life is what our thoughts make it. Alter those thoughts and everything will change. James Allen said that. So I wanted to share that with you. All right, so people are asking me about Mouse Rebel, and it was something that I had talked about on Facebook and in my email. And it's a new site. I believe it's pretty new. Let me see if I can go there. I don't know if I have that page open. So let me see. If you go to Rebel Mouse. Go to rebelmouse.com. So it's R-E-B-E-L, rebelmouse.com/Connie Reagan Green. You can see what I've set up, and this really took me 10 to 15 minutes, maybe less than 10 minutes. And I even added a page. So there on the home, you can see I've added Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+. But then next to home, there's another tab there that says Huge Profits Tiny List. I've added my blog as a page. All I had to do was type in my URL. So this is a wonderful way to get your information out there, and I see that it's bringing in my my posts and my tweets, and I love this very, very much. So Faye says, on Rebel Mouse, did the pictures from your other sites have to be put in by you? No, the site pulls them in. RSS is the way to go. So that's exactly, you know, what is happening. And all right, if you have any noise, I'm going to close out your line. And then if you want to talk, if I'm not hearing you, just hit *7. That will bring you back into the live call. All right. And Janice says, let me see. Yeah, Janice, yeah, make sure that you're going over to the members area and looking for the bonus page information. All right. So Janice says, upon reading your book, The Weekend Marketer, in the beginning, you suggest that we build a signature site and take it from there to create your branding. I do have a site, janicedugas.com. So it's Janice and then D-U-G-A-S.com. And it could be Dugas. I could be mispronouncing it. My apologies if I am. But have been using it to market the photography niche because at the time I created it, I thought I could market that topic. But I haven't done much on it as I'm mainly focused on topical stamp collecting, which I'm also a philatelist, love stamps, and offline consulting. My question is, could I take all the posts in that blog and recategorize them in one single category and reclaim the site as my branding site? Well, it sounds like you've jumbled up everything. So it's very, very difficult to have more than one topic on one site. So I would recommend that you have one site that's just for photography and copy and paste all of those posts over to the new site that would have a good keyword in the domain. Then you want another one for the topical stamp collecting and put the post there. The site that has yourname.com should really be a site where you talk about how you're serving people, what it is that's your area of expertise, because you're doing online marketing. So you could talk about stamp collecting and photography and offline marketing there, but think of that as a landing site, a launchpad site, where people come and learn more about you and how you could serve them. So that's the important part of all this. All right, let me do this. All right, anybody on the live call that has a question?
Connie, this is Lonnie over in Oakland.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. When I got your email this morning, I immediately went over to Rebel Mouse, or Mouse Rebel, I think it's Rebel Mouse, and signed up because we all found out with Pinterest not getting our names quickly, you know.
Yes, that's true, huh? We got to get our names very, very quickly. I didn't even think of that. That's funny.
So strategically, you mentioned some reasons for using it. But what would be some of the other things that you're thinking, you know, it'll help support your business with this site?
Well, it's a way to really connect with new people.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, I'm getting email notifications that somebody I'm friends with on Facebook that I didn't even realize I was connected with, they've also joined Rebel Mouse. And now that person and I will see what each other is doing. So it's great for possible new joint ventures, to connect or to reconnect with people that you haven't been in touch with maybe for years, that you're linked with on Facebook or Twitter or somewhere else.
And you're able to edit, or you're able to decide what content is going to be on there? It doesn't have to be all your Instagram pictures or all your whatever.
No, pretty much it's going to be everything, which means anything that you do. So on Instagram, I don't have any personal family pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that in a different account.
Ah, okay.
Okay, we must separate business and pleasure. We really have to.
Got you. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. So Pawn is asking, what did you use to log in to Twitter with Rebel Mouse? I put in my username on Twitter, which is Connie Green, and then I put in my password, and then I authorized Rebel Mouse to grab my feed, get all my information to do this. All right, I'm going to pull up the study guide now, and let's talk about this. You want to build residual income, or else you're creating a job for yourself. And I know this because I created a job for myself when I came online. I saw that I was doing it, and I continued to do it anyway. And it was a psychological issue with me. I had been a classroom teacher for 20 years. I missed teaching very much. I felt that I probably would never teach again because now I was doing a business online. I didn't see the connection for that first year. So as I started to do a variety of activities for myself and for clients I was starting to take on, I was creating a job for myself, a job that kept me very busy. And finally, about a year, year and a half in, I decided that I was a teacher, that would never be taken away from me. I was going to be able to teach people around the world how to do things. And that also, because of my connection with several charities, I would be in the schools as often as I wanted to be in the classrooms, doing many things that I loved, but not being that classroom teacher any longer, someone that would stop by and do things in a different way. So once I was all right with all of that, then I decided I wanted to work once and get paid over and over and over and over again. But you have to make an effort to this. And again, every day you're just taking a little step. You're doing a little something that pushes you closer to what it is that you want to do. Everyone is in the process of becoming the person they want to be. So every day we're growing and changing. We're not growing physically in the same way. We're not children any longer. But our minds are growing and expanding. And everything in our life is constantly evolving. So first I want to make that distinction between residual and passive income. Passive income means you don't ever have to do anything and the money comes. And that can be from investing. There are different ways to do passive income. But that's not what we're talking about on the internet. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about residual income where you're going to work once and then get paid many, many times. And it might take a period of time to get paid or it may happen very, very quickly. For example, I send an email at least once a day. When I send that email, I've spent time and effort to put together the email the way that I think it will hit people the right way. I want them to know that I care, but I also want to show them if there's something going on that would be beneficial for them to get involved in, whether it's free or paid. I know that I will have feedback from that in a variety of ways. One way is that some people unsubscribe every single day. I have 2, 3, 5 people unsubscribe. Finally, that email just hit them in a way that they said, I'm not really interested in what Connie Reagan Green is doing. I choose not to hear about it anymore. And they're gone. I also have brand new people. They've just come on the list, and they write to me, and they're very excited that I'm sharing information and answering questions. Other people will sign up for something like Rebel Mouse. Other people will make a purchase. So in some way, residual income is starting, and that's important. And that's just one example. All right, so if you have some noise in the line, I'm closing out your line, and just hit *7 if you want to come back in and talk. So this is a three-step process that I'm oversimplifying here, but this is what I teach my students. The first way you start the residual income is you have to build your visibility and credibility. People need to know who you are. Because at this point, and it's been this way for years, we're not going to jump on the bandwagon of Rebel Mouse or anything else, even if it's free, unless someone that we know and trust recommends it. So it was recommended to me. It was recommended to the person who recommended it to me. I went over, I signed up, I went through the whole process, and then I recommended it to all of you. So that's real important. And you want to get your name and your picture and your voice and your videos. You want to get everything out there so people know who you are, what you stand for, what you care about, and what you can do to help them to achieve their goals. Very, very important. So I've said here that that would be setting up a blog, posting twice a week to that blog, offering an irresistible giveaway, irresistible. Something that when people come to your site and when they see what you're giving away, they don't even think twice. They give you the name and the email address and they come in. And if Iris is here, let me see if I see her on the line here. I don't see her. Iris, if you're here, I'd love to use your site as an example based on your question about people opting into your site. All right, so the irresistible giveaway, building a list and communicating with your prospects and clients on a regular basis, and I've added there in an automated way, which means you not only want to send broadcast emails that I do every single day, and I have for about 5 years, I've sent thousands of emails now, but also you want to have autoresponder messages that go out automatically when someone opts in. Very, very important. So that means if I don't send an email for a week, people still receive emails from me because I have so many autoresponder sequences set up that they just automatically go out. So you want to do that, and over time it builds up more and more. So I'm not going to tell you how many you should have or how long that will take or anything, because when I first heard about it, it scared me. Someone said they had a year of messages set up, and that scared me. I thought, well, how could I ever do that? What would I write? What would I say for a year? I didn't know what I was going to say that week. So I'm not going to tell you to do it for a month or for a year or any period of time. I just want you to start setting up a few messages. Set up one or two or three. Just get started. The second step in this residual income process is to create an entry-level information product. Now, in the beginning, when people told me to do this, I would say, okay, and I had no idea what they meant. So you must decide what it is that you know on your topic that you could share in a small way, because entry level, that means something that's under $97 in my mind, probably $47 or less. So I'm not saying to do it as a $7 product. You definitely don't have to do that. I have my $7 affiliate contest, secrets.com, but I've done that for a whole variety of reasons. You do not need to do something for $7. Instead of thinking of the price so much, think of something that you could put together within just a few days. Could you write something? Could you record an audio? Could you do a video or a webinar? What could you do where you could teach something about your topic? So I don't know if Janice is still here, but let's use the stamp collecting. I'm thinking of an irresistible offer for that. It might be a guide to knowing which stamps to collect and which stamps not to waste your time with. If I could have a checklist on that, that would save me time, it would save me money, and it would make me feel like I learned something from an expert that I didn't know. Then what kind of a product? What would I be willing to buy on stamp collecting? What kind of information could Janice provide to me that I would be willing to part with maybe $27 or $37 or $47? And if you really know something about your topic, you'll be able to put something together. When you put it together as though it was going to be a $500 or $1,000 product. Make it good. Make it have really great information. If I do something and it just isn't what I thought it was going to be, I wait a period of time and do it over again. I don't want to put something out just to put something out. I want to make sure that it's something that people will say, wow, you know, I only paid X number of dollars for this. It was worth so much more. So do something simple. Now, I've said that audio or video is the fastest way, but ebooks will leverage your time and knowledge. And it doesn't have to be a long, long ebook. The first ebook that I sold was on real estate because I knew real estate. I had worked in real estate, and I was learning about marketing. So I wrote an ebook that talked about, and it was about, I'm trying to remember now, I wish I still had a copy of that. I think it was about 50 or 60 pages. It sold for $47 because real estate will bring in more money. And I rewrote it several times. Every time I learned more stuff, I went back and added more and edited and got rid of the stuff that didn't work so well and put in stuff that did. So think in those terms. You really want to serve people in a big way. The third part of this process is setting up affiliate marketing opportunities and joint ventures, JVs. So this means reaching out to people and seeing who am I going to connect with, because this is a magical, magical way of doing business. In the real world, in the physical world, I'm limited to the people who are around me. Geographically, according to my industry, I'm very limited. If I was going to do something when I was a teacher, it had to be somebody either at my school or in my cluster or group area. So at the most, that was about 12 schools. But usually it had to be somebody right at my school. So there were just a limited number of people. On the internet, it's infinite. There's an unlimited number of people. So if you hear about someone doing a webinar and you go on that webinar and you love that information, connect with the person who did the webinar and say, I'd love to present that information to my audience. You know, I could bring 50 people to that call. I would love for you to do it for my 50 people. Will you? Most of the time, they will. You don't have to have thousands. It just isn't necessary. One reason for this is that the person who's doing that presentation, they want more and more practice. They want more and more exposure. If you say 50 and maybe 20 people show up, that's okay. That's all right, because if it isn't okay with them, that's probably not somebody you want to do business with anyway. So connect with people, recommend things that you're buying and using and benefiting from. All right, so Janice says that her giveaway is an audio that's 22 minutes long. It's seven secrets to stamp collecting. Okay, but I think I'd want to know a little more, like seven, what kind of secrets? How about, you know, knowing which stamps to collect and which ones to throw away. So, you know, really get that information out there. Okay, and Janice is going to create a product. Fantastic. Okay, so you build up your visibility and credibility. And all of this falls into place because if I'm at number two where I'm creating a product, I have to have some visibility and credibility or nobody's going to buy the product. They won't ever find out about it. Right? And then, if I want to have affiliate marketing and JV opportunities, I have to have credibility and visibility. And if I have my own product, even only one entry-level product, it shows that I'm really serious. I didn't have that my first year. I didn't have my first product till the end of the first year. So I was building up visibility and credibility slowly, because there was no social media in 2006. Very, very slowly. And I didn't have a product till Thanksgiving in the U.S., which is the last Thursday in November of 2006, is when I finally had a $97 product. But finally then, when I wanted to connect with people in a bigger way for JVs and affiliate marketing, they could find me on the internet. If they Googled my name, they saw that I was blogging and writing articles and getting involved any way I possibly could. And finally, everything fell into place. So you must persevere. Every day you must take even a tiny step. It doesn't have to be big, giant leaps and bounds every day. I don't think any of us are doing that. We're doing something that will move us forward. And you know yourself better than anyone else. So maybe today, you know, setting up rebelmouse.com, maybe that's as much as you can do today. That's okay. You know, I've been doing this longer. This is my seventh full year. And now something like this really can take me 10 minutes or so. But I don't expect people that are newer to do that. You may have to take time searching, what's my Instagram login? What's my Google Plus login? Oh, I don't have Google Plus. Let me sign up. You may be going through that. That's okay. Move forward, because you're going to feel so good when you look at your page and you look at my page and you have everything that I have and you even have a little bit more. And then you're going to share that with me. You're going to email me and say, take a look at my page. I discovered something else they have, and I'm doing this. All right, questions before we go on? Okay, Don's asking about ebook writing profits. Yes, that's my affiliate link for Jim Edwards' incredible ebook writing and Amazon Kindle writing course. It's more than 500 pages, lots of screenshots, and it's only $29. A bargain at 10 times the price. And if you're not a writer, neither was I. I had wanted to be a writer since I was maybe 12 years old. The problem was I never wrote. When I came on the internet, I realized I had to start writing. And so I did it a little bit every day. Now, if I don't write one day, it feels like something's wrong, something's missing. All right, Janice is saying I made her laugh. She says she knows which stamps that she's not to buy. And she's happy I love them. Yeah, I love stamps. And in the classroom, I used to share a lot of things. The United States Postal Service provides lesson plans and posters and all kinds of great information. The last 5 years I was teaching, they wouldn't allow us to bring in any outside materials. It was so sad when that was one of the things I had to fold up, take down from the wall and fold up and put in a box and take to my house. I could no longer share my love of stamp collecting with the children because it wasn't in the prescribed curriculum. But that's another story for another book that I will never write because it won't be a happy book. I only write happy books where everybody ends up having a wonderful lifestyle at the end. All right, Pond says, are there monetization ideas with Rebel Mouse? Yes, that's the beginning of a six-figure business because you're building credibility and visibility. You know, so what I want you to do, and I want everybody to do this, you have to see further than, you want me to sign up for this, how will I make money? That's short-sighted. I want you to say, oh, you're saying I should sign up for this. I know you and like you and trust you enough to do it, especially because it's free and will only take me 10 minutes or half hour, however long it'll take me to do it. And I trust you and believe you when you say, if I build my credibility and my visibility, then money will come from that down the line. So think of it that way. Okay, questions from anyone on the line?
Hi, Connie.
Hi, how are you?
This is Donna Blevins, and I just wanted to say, trust and believe Connie because she knows what she's talking about.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You are welcome, and you're welcome to take a look at PokerMindsetAcademy.com. I've got an irresistible giveaway there now.
Wonderful.
It is a 15-minute training on the three biggest holes in most poker players' games and how to avoid those holes, and along with the transcript of that.
Perfect. Perfect, because my ideal way of learning is reading and listening simultaneously.
And interestingly enough, that started out with an e-book that I did, and then I said, well, I'll read that and make an audio, and then I said, let's turn it around and call it an audio training because people like the way that sounds, and it sounds much better when it's a transcript rather than just an e-book.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. Did people hear how Donna did? She came. She introduced herself. She didn't have to introduce herself to me because I know and love Donna for years now. But she's introducing herself to the world on my call. She knows that that's okay to do on my call and that I encourage that. So when I try to coax people to ask a question, that's really what I want you to do. Increase your visibility and credibility on my call. I'm happy to serve you in that way. She told us her domain. She told us about her irresistible offer. And that took, what, a minute and a half, 2 minutes? So that's a wonderful thing. All right, well, I don't see Iris here, but Iris had written a question to me about her site. She said, if the pace of opt-ins is slow, even if you've tested and tested different offers, what's the single most important strategy for getting more people to see the best offer and to opt in? So based on her email address she gave me, I went to the site. It's creativebookworm.com. And it sounded interesting. And so I went because I thought, well, I bet I could give her some ideas. And I went here, and what I'm seeing is an old-fashioned homemade site. Now, there's nothing wrong with old-fashioned. I'm old-fashioned in many, many ways. As I get older, it turns out I'm more old-fashioned. That's okay. That's who I am. Okay? And homemade is fantastic. I love all kinds of things homemade. But with the websites, what we really need to do at this point is to be updated. It gives us better visibility and credibility if we're updated. So when I look at this, I can't tell exactly what this was written in, but it's HTML. Yeah, this is HTML, which we don't. We use it so sparingly now. I would recommend change, and you have Google Analytics on here. That's fantastic. So you've got lots of good information. But what I would recommend is just switching this over to WordPress. That'll take a tech person about an hour to 2 hours to do. They would center it on the page, and they would give you a new look and feel that would bring you right up to this century. It really would. And also, you'd have better search engine optimization, better SEO. Important. Now, let me see. It says, get your free excerpt from the book, Chew on Things It Helps You Think. Words of Wisdom from a Worried Canine. Well, I'm a dog lover, so this is appealing to me, kind of for fun. So what I'd like to see you do is really find out what do the people that come to you want? What are they interested in? And I see then that you have a video and some audio and everything, and that you have some awards for the writing. That's great. And then there's pictures of more animals. And that's great. But then also, right here on your main opt-in page, you want people to buy something. You want them to order something. So you don't want to do that. We don't want to sell them something right away. So switch this over to WordPress. Have an irresistible offer that would be good for many, many, many people, not just for a small group of people that are interested in a fun book that's words of wisdom from a dog. Because for as many people that are interested in that, there are 1,000 times as many people that can very easily pass on it. And that's what's important. You want to really, you know, get information out there in a bigger way. And once you do that, I think things will change for you. They really will. Okay, other questions and comments? Janice is asking me about Facebook contests. I don't do any Facebook contests. I know some people are selling some things on there. I have not been interested enough to purchase them. So I don't know. The idea of a contest just doesn't seem to be of interest to me in May of 2013. That's all subject to change, of course. But right now, I don't really see the point. Over time, you'll be pickier about how people come to you. Very, very picky. And that's a good thing. You know, in the beginning, we really want anybody in the world that possibly would come and opt into our site and show any interest at all. We want them to come because we have to practice and we have to spend that time and we have to get to know how to do this business. Because almost no one has any skills from a previous career or job that cross over into online marketing. This is all brand new territory. We're still pioneers. You know, that'll change in the next 10 years. But right now, all of us are doing something that we didn't do in the past. So over time, you'll start excluding people that really aren't quite as interested in what you're doing as someone else who really is. So you start to attract people that get it and get you. And then you kind of repel people that maybe they're bouncing from thing to thing. Like I get people once in a while, not so much anymore, but I get people that they bounce from product to product to person. They're in and out of all these lists. It's exhausting just hearing about it. And they write to me and they quote me with something I didn't say. And they talk about a product of mine that isn't mine. And sometimes I know whose product it is. It's not me. And they're asking me all these questions. And now I no longer even reply to them, because if they can't remember if I said something or if I created a product, they probably won't remember if I take 10 minutes of my valuable time to answer their question. So I don't any longer. So over time, that will really happen for you in a bigger way. All right, any other questions? Let me take a look. I've made some references in the resource area to my affiliate contest, secrets.com. That's my $7 product. I did that so people could get their list cookied in through Nanocast. That way, when people spend more money on my products and courses and live events and all kinds of things, that person still gets 50% of it, even though they only recommended a $7 product. It's a wonderful way to do business. People love it. The second thing I'm recommending there is mynamsmembers.com. That's the NAMS forum and membership site. That's where you can connect with people that are at your level, that don't know quite as much as you already know, and who know a whole lot more than you know now. You can ask them questions. You can have them take a look at your sites. It's a wonderful place to be. It's not the only place, but it's a place I recommend. It's very reasonably priced. And the final thing I'm recommending is Jim Edwards' program, Turn Your Ebook into an Online Empire, at ebookwritingprofits.com. And I hope that you are printing out, or at least saving in a folder, these study guides so that you can refer to them later on. Because in the beginning, when I would be on somebody's call like this, and teleseminars started by 2007, they really did. That's when Alex Mandozian was teaching his course, and I went through that course. And so I remember going through the course in it started in December or November maybe of 2006, and we had promised to do a call or something. And I remember waking up one day and I thought, I better schedule a teleseminar. I spent a lot of money for this course. I said I was going to do it. I guess I better do it. And I thought, gee, I wonder why I didn't think of that 2 weeks ago. But I hadn't. And I started doing it. It was very frightening. And I kept on doing it. And now I've done more than 1,000 webinars and more than 3,000 teleseminars. So over time, everything builds up. So when somebody would do a study guide like this, when they started doing teleseminars, I would read it, read through it, and click on the links and see if anything was for me. And I'd go back and read it again. And then I'd write an article about it. And I'd write a blog post about it. And the combination of doing those two things built up my content. So I didn't do it word for word. I didn't steal anybody's writing. There was no plagiarism. Instead, I would read it. And then I would write something. I'd say, okay, let's write something about what's the difference between residual income and passive income. And can you do both on the internet? And if so, you know, how can you do both? And I'd write something about that. Or I'd say, okay, there's three steps to residual income. Let's explore those more. So be creative, but certainly get ideas from other people. That's so, so important. All right, I'll take one last question. If someone is here and has one. If not, be sure to sign up for this podcast. Go over to ConnieReaganGreen.com and click on the link for the podcast in the right-hand sidebar. And email me anytime if you have a quick question that you need an answer to, and I will steer you in the right direction. Take care, everyone.